Here's your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Ohio passes heartbeat bill. Last Thursday, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine signed the Human Rights and Heartbeat Protection Act, SB 23, into law. The new law prohibits doctors from performing an abortion if a heartbeat can be detected. Exceptions include cases to save the life of the mother or to prevent the substantial and irreversible impairment of a major bodily function. The new law follows 8 years of effort by pro-life lawmakers and makes Ohio the sixth state to have passed such legislation. Using the best ultrasound methods available, a heartbeat can be detected as early as 5 to 6 weeks gestation, before many women are even aware that they are pregnant. Most abortions are performed after that point. Government's role should be to protect life from the beginning to the end, Governor DeWine said at the bill's signing. The governor said that the new law is, and I quote, imperative to protect those who cannot protect themselves, end quote. We congratulate the good citizens of Ohio, said PRI President Stephen Mosier. Ohio pro-life leaders like Molly Smith of Cleveland Right to Life and Jane Folger Porter, founder and president of Faith to Action, have championed heartbeat legislation in the state for a decade. Their efforts have paid off for babies. SB 23 was passed by the Ohio Senate on March 13th. A revised version of this bill passed the House of Representatives on April 10th on a vote of 56 to 40. The Senate later that day approved of the revised bill 18 to 13, sending the bill to Governor DeWine, who signed it on April 11th. During his 2018 gubernatorial campaign, DeWine had vowed to sign a heartbeat bill if presented the opportunity. Pro-lifers in Ohio have long sought to pass a heartbeat bill. In 2011, the Ohio House of Representatives became the first state legislative body in the country to introduce heartbeat legislation. The Ohio General Assembly had twice before passed heartbeat bills in 2016 and 2018, but both bills were vetoed by then-Governor John Kasich. In 2018, the Ohio Senate fell only one vote short of overriding then-Governor Kasich's veto. Heartbeat laws had also been adopted in Arkansas and North Dakota in 2013 and in Iowa in 2018, although these laws have since been blocked by the courts. Heartbeat laws were also adopted this year in Kentucky and Mississippi, though a federal judge has placed a temporary hold on the Kentucky law, preventing it from going into effect. Another heartbeat bill passed by the Georgia legislature in March is also expected to be adopted soon. During his 2018 campaign, Georgia Governor Brian Kemp vowed to support a heartbeat bill. Ohio's new heartbeat law has the potential to ban the vast majority of abortions in the state. According to data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, known as the CDC, 78% of abortions in Ohio in 2015 were performed at or after 7 weeks gestation. According to the Ohio Department of Health, there were 20,893 abortions in Ohio in 2017. SB 23 makes aborting an unborn child with a detectable heartbeat a fifth-degree felony punishable with 6 to 12 months in prison and up to a $2,500 fine. Additionally, SB 23 permits the state medical board to revoke or suspend the medical license of any abortionist that violates the requirements of the heartbeat law. The state medical board may also assess up to a $20,000 fine for each violation. The money collected through these fines would go towards paying for foster care and adoption programs in the state. The Ohio House of Representatives made a number of important revisions to the original Senate version of SB 23. These included incorporating stiffer penalties for abortionists who violate the law. The House also removed a problematic provision from the Senate bill. The method of ultrasound that is most likely to detect a heartbeat early in pregnancy. The removed provision would have specifically exempted abortionists from using that method. This exemption would have substantially moved back the gestational limit on abortion in the bill, because an unborn child's heartbeat is usually not detectable by transabdominal ultrasound until about 7 to 12 weeks gestation. So the House removed this provision from the bill. Instead, it directed the State Director of Health to issue within 180 days regulations specifying the methods abortionists should use when testing for a heartbeat. This crucial change could allow the state of Ohio to ban abortion as early as 6 weeks of gestation instead of from 7 to 12 weeks. The ACLU has already vowed to sue the state of Ohio over its new heartbeat law. Pro-life lawmakers in Ohio expect that the law will be blocked by the federal courts, setting up a legal battle that could ultimately land the case at the U.S. Supreme Court and possibly lead the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade. In a radio interview with Hugh Hewitt earlier this year, Governor DeWine acknowledged that Ohio's adoption of a heartbeat bill would most likely trigger a lawsuit. Ultimately, he said, this will work its way up to the United States Supreme Court, and they'll make that decision. The Supreme Court's current precedent is laid out in Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey, prohibits states from banning abortion prior to viability. The Supreme Court defines viability as the point in pregnancy at which the unborn child can survive outside of its mother's womb. Heartbeat laws, however, ban abortion far earlier in the pregnancy than the court's current definition of viability. As such, heartbeat laws directly challenge the court's viability standard. If a case on heartbeat legislation makes it to the Supreme Court, it would provide the court with an opportunity to overturn Roe v. Wade. This has been your latest weekly briefing from the Population Research Institute at pop.org. Thanks for listening.